You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing the column Wonderland, of Stephen Breyer, associate justice of the Supreme Court, born 1938, educated at Stanford, Oxford, and Harvard, teaching at Harvard many years on the First Circuit Court of Appeals, and chosen by Bill Clinton to participate in the Supreme Court. Harry Blackmun was the seat he sat in. And now Dan writes of him here in 2021, talking about the court, the traditions of the court, under strain by progressive voices. Dan, I'm going to be careful here. What is exactly Justice Breyer's observation of what's going on now on the court compared to where he comes from in the late 20th century? Good evening to you.
Well, John, he is under a lot of pressure from the progressive wing. Well, it's not just the progressive. That's kind of the point. The progressive wing of the Democratic Party wants Justice Breyer at his age to retire so that they can show that Joe Biden, as I put it, not they, nominally the president, can name a successor. And a successor would undoubtedly be, given the tenor of the Democratic Party now, would be to the left of Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the mostly currently left-wing member of the court. And, you know, Senator Amy Klobuchar, presumed to be a moderate, was on television just this past Sunday saying that if Justice Breyer is seriously considering retirement, do it sooner rather than later. And what's going on here, John, is that they want this old guy and what they regard as his old fogey liberalism to get out of the way so that they can replace all of that with their brand of politics. Well, there's just one problem. He won't do it. And Justice Breyer has begun to give some interviews recently suggesting why he won't do it. He talked to Chris Wallace this past Sunday, who point blank asked him why you won't retire. And he said he was interested in what he called balance on the court. And I'm interpreting that to mean, John, that Justice Breyer, very serious person, indeed a liberal, has voted against the conservative majority many, many times. We're not going to pretend that he is anything other than a very forthright liberal. Justice Breyer, in my view, does not appear ready to turn his seat over to the far left of both the Democratic Party and legal academia. He and they are just not singing from the same hymnal. And after a lifetime, I think Justice Breyer, who has dedicated his life to a certain point of view, he calls it pragmatic liberalism, is kind of like the little Dutch boy with his thumb in a leaking dike, holding back this tsunami of progressivism. And as I suggested, he could sure use a little more help from his friends because he gets pressed all the time to quit and retire. But kind of question I implicitly raise by suggesting his friends help him is, where are they? Where are the liberal Democrats in the Stephen Breyer mold these days out there in the Congress or in the world who should be speaking up? And the answer is, it is a vanishing species like him. They are regarded as yesterday's Democrats.
I want to understand the formula here, Dan. It's either Justice Breyer retires or we pack the court. Is that the challenge he's living with? And if he doesn't go, he's concerned that the court will turn into what? A junior Congress.
Yeah. What she calls, he only gave a speech recently and said that he thinks a lot of people regard them as a group of junior league politicians. And he, you know, He gave something last April, John, at Harvard called the Scalia Lecture. All right. And it was in that lecture where he came out quite clearly against packing the court, which he says would simply mean the politicalization of the court, which would turn against people like him once the conservatives were in power. And what he's talking about is the bill that Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Jerry Nadler have put in to expand the court by 4 seats. They're going to have to break the filibuster to do that. At the moment, they don't have enough votes to do it, but that's clearly their intention. And Justice Breyer has made it obvious that he does not want to go in that direction. So he stands there at the moment, showing up for Supreme Court sessions and trying to provide some balance, maybe the kind of balance that is more needed in our politics generally now.
There's a quote in your piece that surprised me, Dan, from Amy Klobuchar, a Democratic senator from Minnesota, about Justice Breyer. If he is seriously considering retirement, do it sooner rather than later. Amy Klobuchar is no progressive, Dan, is she? I mean, isn't she the center of the Democratic Party?
Well, that's an excellent question, because when she was running for president in those Democratic primaries up on the stage, she was indeed regarded as one of the moderates or centrist in the Democratic Party. What have we learned since this election? That the individual that the American people elected into the presidency on the assumption that he was indeed a moderate Democrat, Joe Biden, turns out not to have been that at all. He is spent the first year of his presidency attempting to put in place essentially the policies of Senator Bernie Sanders, also on that stage, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, also on that stage, who were self-proclaimed progressives, if not socialists. And in the event, some of these so-called moderates, like Senator Klobuchar, over the past year, haven't done much of anything that's very moderate. They've gotten in line behind the progressives, because they see that's which way the wind is blowing in their party. So we're left at the moment, since we're on the subject, with senators such as Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona holding the line in what is turning out to be an extremely interesting, fascinating standoff between the true center of the party and this, as I say, progressive wave trying to roll over the rest of them.
There is a liberal Republican Party. I'm going to assume that there is a conservative Democratic Party. Are they keeping their heads down, Dan, right now? And because Justice Breyer could use them, is there any indication anyone wants to speak out in his favor?
I don't think so. I do believe that a lot of what is going on with the progressives is about essentially protecting Roe v. Wade. I mean, the Supreme Court hears cases on a wide range of subjects, but in the progressive mind, it adds up to Roe v. Wade and abortion being 90% of what they think the Supreme Court exists to protect. All the rest of it is kind of along for the ride. And you don't see too many Democrats out there, whether they're Justice Breyer or, say, Andrew Cuomo or Joe Biden, saying much of anything on the other side of the ledger regarding Roe v. Wade. So I think it's a very lonely battle for Stephen Breyer right now. And the fact is, though, he has tenure. He doesn't have to leave. And if he doesn't want to leave, he's not going to. So they're just going to have to hold their breath and scream for a little while longer.
Born 1938, Dan, I think that we could easily see him get well into his 80s and 90s. I have hopes to get there, don't you, Dan?
Well, why not? It's a worthy goal. And, you know, Justice Brennan, Justice Douglas, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they happily pushed deep into their 80s. So why not Stephen Breyer?
Yes, a movie with Clint Eastwood playing Stephen Breyer, that would be a choice.
That's great.
And the power that the Democratic progressives have is on the media. There's no indication that Justice Breyer is going to bend to that, is there, Dan?
No, there really isn't. Let's face it, John, at his age, he's his own man. I don't think he's going to be pushed around by anybody. And that includes even the media. And you know what? I'm going to guess that Stephen Breyer doesn't follow Twitter.
Daniel Henniger deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing Wonderland. To quote Clint Eastwood, man's got to know his limits. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.